are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty.
Doing a radio show from home means that you get to have special guests on the show with you. Like my son, Levi. Levi, would you like to say something?
Hi!
Are you having fun at home?
Yes, a little bit.
A little bit?
After dinner, we're playing Dixit.
After dinner, we're playing Dixit. What's your favorite part of staying home and working from home?
Can I first say my worst part?
Sure.
Okay. My worst part is when we always have to do math.
Homework at home. It's school.
What I like is when we get to have free tablets every day.
Tablets every day. So technology, while I'm down in the basement using analog records.
We have a game called Prodigy.
Thank you for coming on the show, Levi.
Why'd you look at me and say bye-bye, hey baby? just my baby and me. We're so glad to be in each other's arms, sharing each other's charms, just my baby and me. We as close as can be. Cupid gave us a shove. We're so happy in love. When nighttime comes, I hurry down, down to our front door. We start to kiss and reminisce, and I'm in heaven once more. This time I'm in love.
Taylor echoing the sentiments of all of us missing the loved ones that we can't see right now. Tracks called Miss You So, it's on the Ron label. And after that, Bobby Freeman, Baby, What Would You Do? That's on the Josie label. And I finished everything off with Clarence Frogman Carter, track called Just My Baby and Me on the Quality label. Would have come out on Argo in the U.S.
Hey!
Shing-a-ling, an old favorite by the Cooperettes. That's on the Brunswick label. Followed that up with Hey Now by Eddie Floyd on Stax. And then finished everything with the Valentino's very first single on the Sar label. It's called I'm Looking for a Love from 1962.
Oh, yeah.
there, we had some really powerful psych and fuzz guitar, a little bit of garage at the top there, a track called She's So Fine by Jim Doval and the Gauchos on the Diplomacy label, and then UI by the Rugbees on the Triple S label, and finally Rare Earth, Hey Big Brother, on the Rare Earth label, which was a subsidiary of Motown, meant for basically the white voices or the more psych folk pop variety of music, so that Berry Gordy could sign some of those bands without compromising the integrity of the Motown label.
Everybody, everybody, woo! Slap, everybody.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. We are now uploading weekly to Mixcloud at mixcloud.com/Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcast. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Maude Radio UK. That's maudradiouk.net.
I have a very special guest here in my basement studio. Would you like to come in?
Hi.
This is Samara, my daughter. She's been on the show before.
Once.
We are locked in this house together. It's been
You've been locked 6 weeks. I've been outside playing around.
Yeah, I've been working from home, so. But Samara wanted to say hi to everybody.
So hi, bye.
Thank you, Samara.
Let's go off the chair.
Okay, now back to the show. A serious club favorite, Do the Skin. Seems like a bit of a hand jive kind of dance. It's such a great track. It's Kennard Gardner. It's on the Dore label. Followed that up with another dance track called Do the Choo Choo. It's Archie Bell and the Drells. I think trying to cash in on their Tighten Up fame, but they had so many great tracks, they didn't really need to do that. That's on the Atlantic label. And I finished that set off with the Soul Sisters. You Got 'Em Beat. That's on the Veep label.
Love. guilty, I feel ashamed. I did you wrong, but I didn't gain a thing. You put your trust in me, but you got deceived. Lord, I can't blame you if you wanna leave. I'm not the same man I used to be. I even got a different personality. Oh, let's keep on loving me and you see the change. Let's keep on loving me and you see the change. Keep on loving me and you see the change. Said I've changed, I've changed. I'm not the same man. What I did, you'd love me any old way. I come so close to losing you. You never have to worry about Bobby being untrue. I'm not the same man I used to be. I even got a different personality. Oh, let's keep on loving me and you'll see the change. Let's keep on loving me and you'll see the change.
Started off with some classic Motown, although not a hit for Martha and the Vandellas. Track's called One Way Out. It is big with the Northern Soul and mod scene for obvious reasons, but for some reason did not chart for them. That's on the Gordy label. Followed that up by flipping over the charts. Track I played last week called Desiree. This side's called I Fell in Love with You Baby. It's on the Wand label. And I finished off that set with Bobby Blue Bland on the Duke label, a track called Just Keep On Loving Me and You'll See a Change. It was a bit of a hit for Johnny Taylor on the Stax label. I prefer this version, personally.
hopping along.
You were dancing safely to that first version of Shotgun. That is an insanely fast version of that track. Originally done by Junior Walker, of course. This version was by Canadian guitar great Wes Dacus, full of hand clapping and breakneck speed guitar. Followed that up with a frat rock crowd pleaser. Smacks of Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. The track's called Peter Rabbit. The act is Jay and the Runaways. It's on the Smash label. And it finished the set off with the Dovells. They took Phil Upchurch's Can't Sit Down, put words on it, released it on the Parkway label, and did a cracking job maintaining its energy and kind of accentuating the tune. I've actually had that record for a long time in my collection, and I've never played it on the show because I'm such a huge fan of the Phil Upchurch version. It was a mainstay at the Mod Club in Victoria. It would get a play every week. But it is an instrumental, so it's kind of cool to see what people do with putting lyrics on top of a band. Without falling into that pop sound pitfall, a good example is Footsie by The Chosen Few. Huge Northern Soul stormer, the instrumental version. The vocal version is a sugar-coated pop pile of garbage. It's terrible. So when you're looking for that record, make sure that you get the instrumental version and not the vocal version. ¶¶ Flipped over the Soul Sisters with a track called A Thousand Mountains, also on the Veep label, and then followed that up with Charles Wright and the 103rd Street Rhythm Band with a track called Loveland from 1970. Thought they went well together. That's on the Columbia label. I'm going to leave you off now with two instrumentals. The first is a commercial record. It's a 7-Up record called Something Great, and it credits the song to an act called the Big 16, and it's on the 7-Up label. And then I'm going to finish that with some mod jazz, Jimmy McGriff, Bump de Bump, on the Sioux label.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count, with yours truly, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM, or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.